It may seem an obvious fact, but so many leaders ignore the simple truth that I must state it explicitly. No one wants to be a failure. Nearly all of us want to succeed. Every man believes that he has a greater possibility, Emerson said, and all my patients, no matter how depressed and down, seem to believe that they are capable of something better. They may be behaving terribly and performing poorly, but they want to do better, and there are reasons, they say to themselves, for their present poor performance. To the scornful, such rationalizations are lame excuses, and it is easy to say that such persons will never live up to their talk. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, such skeptics are fond of saying, but the point is this: deep in the breast of everyone, there is a drive to achieve something, to be somebody. And therein is a wonderful entry point for the motivator. If you will tap into that drive and demonstrate that you believe in people's futures, they will do almost anything to live up to your expectations. And they will work harder for you than for anyone else in the world. Bill Hewlett, one of the founders of Hewlett Packard, said, "Our policy flows from the belief that men and women want to do a good job, a creative job, and that if they are provided with a proper environment, they will do so."
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.